time. Now, this story, it was yesterday in Dungannon area, children left in a car, almost baking in the car. People had to intervene and call for medical assistance. In the end, the children didn't need to be removed or taken away, but they were absolutely sweltering in a car while whoever was in charge of them had gone off to do other things. It is hugely important that we act responsibly at all times when we're looking after, or indeed we have children in our custody or in our care. And the NSPCC are concerned generally because young people are being left to fend for themselves at home over the summer holidays. That's according to the charity, which says parents are leaving their kids unsupervised for dangerously long periods of time, putting them at risk of suffering or injury. Let me speak to Colin Reid. Colin, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Colin, give me examples. Is this a situation where parents or guardians or a parent or whoever's in charge is off doing a day's work and leaving the children unattended, or are the parents going off with their mates, you know, for a few beers and leaving the children unattended? How bad is it?
Well, I mean, thankfully, it's not a hugely bad situation, but I mean, to give an example, we've had about 120 contacts through our helpline in Northern Ireland. We've made referrals to social services about it over the last 2 years, so that's about one a week, and those are serious cases. It's not a question of children not being supervised, where their parents nip down the shop. It's children been left alone in the house, very young children, very young babies, unsupervised, situations that I think most parents would find intolerable and not acceptable.
So a young baby being left with no supervision while mom or dad goes off to the store, maybe away for, like, what, 15 minutes or 2 hours? You know, what's acceptable to go out of the house with a child in the house?
Well, I mean, all of us here, parents, have had to deal with the situation. How do you maximise your children's independence? When children get to 11, you know, all of us remember the first time we put them on the bus to go to school on their own. You think, are they going to get there? And that's part of normal development. Those are the things you've got to do with your children. But we're talking about young children here, very young babies and children who need to be supervised and not left on their own. And in situations like that, it's not acceptable to leave them on their own. They're too high degree of risk.
Is there a greater risk in a one-parent family simply because that single parent doesn't have any backup, or are two-parent families equally as likely to be, for want of a better term, reckless?
Well, I wouldn't want to single out single parents who do. Many do a fantastic job under sometimes difficult circumstances. I mean, it's across the piece. There are occasions where people don't act responsibly in respect of their children and take chances. And what we're saying is that don't do that. Make appropriate arrangements. However, and we appreciate it's difficult for parents. The summer season in particular, the parents face a number of challenges when they're working full time and suddenly schools aren't there. And they've got to make alternative arrangements for children. But don't take chances with your children. Ensure proper arrangements that are appropriate to their age.
It is very difficult for some parents, isn't it, when the schools close and they're trying to make ends meet. They're trying to juggle all the balls of life in the air. And they don't want to be described as acting recklessly towards their children. They want to be devoted and proper parents. But they just get pulled all roads and directions. The best of parents could slip into a trap.
Yes, I know. I mean, that's right. And all we're simply saying to people is, look, try to act in the best way for your children. I mean, there's age-appropriate stuff. Children develop at different ways. And that's why there's actually no set age at which you can leave children unattended or not. There are rules that you can follow. And there are clearly cases where it's completely unacceptable. Most people would accept it as unacceptable. But, we would just urge parents, to kind of make arrangements, use your neighbours, friends, holiday clubs, those types of things, other people who can help out to ensure that your children are supervised and you've got age-appropriate arrangements in place for them. I mean, if anyone who's listening to this wants some advice, we do have a Home Alone leaflet on the NSPCC website, which is very helpful and gives practical tips about, what is acceptable and what isn't.
Where is the NSPCC on a day like today? It is bright, it's hot, it's sunny. The youngsters want out to play in the street. They want out to play in the local park. They want to, some of them, believe it or not, do climb trees. They race about to where the stream is running at the bottom of the estate. They want to be out and not coming back until lunchtime or tea time. Does that still exist in today's society, or has that been, I suppose, eradicated from the thought process of parents?
Yeah, I think research shows that children over the last 30 years, their actual how far they roam from home has decreased rapidly, and maybe that's for a whole lot of different reasons. Look, children out playing in the street and doing all those normal things in a good day like that, that's normal behaviour, and most parents want to encourage it. It's good for their health, good for their development, but all we have to make sure is we've got appropriate arrangements to supervise those children where they're older children, they've got mobile phones and things like that, and ways and keep in touch. We're not talking about those situations, we're talking about children who are very young, who are left unsupervised for long periods of time, which is clearly not acceptable in a good day or a bad day.
Yeah, sure, I understand that, but I was just wondering, what's your advice to parents where the 12-year-old or the 10-year-old wants to go out and be away all day and come back when they're hungry? Because that's the way it was when we were young. And is it parents being better educated now? Is it because parents are more aware of dangers or the stranger danger and whatever? Or yeah. is it actually okay for a child to go and play with another bunch of children for 5 or 6 hours without reporting back?
Well, look, I think it's a matter for parents to make those judgments about their own children. They know their children and they know their friends and they know where they're going and they know what they're up to largely. And it's really a matter for good parenting and good parenting judgment. I wouldn't want to get into giving parents advice about what's appropriate or not. All children are different, and there's some children who spend all day outside playing away, and that's of no danger to them at all. Other children, it may not be appropriate depending on their age and their circumstances or what they're doing.
And some children, you can't get them to go outside to play, which is the sad side of the coin.
Well, and maybe that's one of the reasons why children aren't going out so much. They're too much addicted to their phones and PlayStations and things that aren't particularly healthy.
Yeah, this is another worry. And finally, this issue where someone responsible for children left them in a very hot car yesterday, hot, scorching summer's day, and passers-by had to intervene. That's poor parenting.
Well, I mean, I think it is what it is, and you don't take chances on a hot day. I mean, we've had examples of children dying in cars, dogs dying in cars. You can get caught out in a very, very hot day. I mean, just don't take a chance like that. Bring your children into the shopping centre with you and put them in a trolley and wheel them around rather than leave them in a car. That was too high degree of risk, I think, in weather like this.
Yeah, very sadly, a child did die in Tipperary this very year. Colin, thanks for letting us know. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Frank.
Colin Reid from the NSPCC, just giving a bit of a wake-up call generally to people who are probably stretched beyond belief. It's okay for me sitting in here saying how children should be brought up. Some of you are stretched and finding it very difficult. Do let us know, 90333105. The schools are closed. You've still got your work to do. The kids are running about at your feet. How difficult is the summer? And how do you overcome the challenges of the children being at home? And are you happy enough for them to go out on a bright day like today and plough off into the park with their mates and say, listen, make sure you come back in time for your tea? Are you happy enough to do that, or do you have worries and concerns? Is that bad parenting? So just the structure of the day for, say, the 8 to 12 year olds in particular, how do you marshal them? What do you allow them to do? What are they not allowed to do? And are you concerned that they're sitting on their PlayStations and not even seeing the sun? Do give us a shout, 90333105.